Editor's note. Mr. Bocage writes in response to a previous Beta Day letter pedestrians putting themselves at risk. When I was 11, I was struck by a car when I darted across the street on my bike behind the old Blockbuster store. Fortunately, I was wearing a helmet because I was told I landed on my head before rolling to the other side of the intersection. Sure enough, my helmet was split wide open and I was lucky enough to come out of that with only a broken leg and wrist. That was my fault. If I remember, there was no stop sign on the northbound side, but if there was, I didn't stop or look anyway. I was rushing to get home since I was late and didn't want to get in trouble. Like the crossing guard who held you back from crossing when it was unsafe, back then, more parents would discipline their children and so they had more respect for authority too. So while I can understand the frustration of inattentive or disrespectful pedestrians who aren't thinking of the position they put drivers in, I don't think attentive and disciplinary parents or crossing guards not afraid of getting fired as a result of parents complaining to the school, for just doing their job, would have stopped me from darting across the street that day. Notwithstanding the fact this happened in August, even if it was September and there were crossing guards assigned to that intersection, I didn't get hit because I had no respect for authority or I believed nothing bad could ever happen to me. It was in fact, quite the opposite. See the point I'm trying to get across here? No pun intended. I'm not disagreeing with the fact drivers encounter pedestrians who are putting their lives at risk, nor am I trying to invalidate anyone who's frustrated at people who seem to be asking to get smeared on your hood and windshield. What I am saying is there is a good reason why we have to be licensed and insured to be allowed to drive. You are essentially agreeing to carry a certain degree of responsibility than children and pedestrians who are not walking at a speed of 50 to 100 km an hour carrying a half ton of steel. With the convenience and need of owning and driving a vehicle, you also have to take the responsibility and risk of getting behind the wheel. Even if all pedestrians were required to be as responsible as drivers, you still have the moose to convince. I can't speak for anyone else, but I would assume no one really wants to see what it's like to get struck by a vehicle. I can speak from experience, and I can testify that it isn't pleasant for anyone involved. I don't remember the person who was driving the car that hit me that day, but I do remember he was a young driver and apparently was very distraught, saying he was never going to drive again. Whatever the case, my parents decided not to pursue legal action, whether it was because I was a stupid kid who brought this on himself and we'd have no case or because he was remorseful over what happened. I don't know and I really don't care to be honest. What I do know is to this day I look both ways before crossing the street, even when I have the right of way. Since then I also learned there are many drivers who don't take their responsibility seriously and don't seem to be concerned about the legal, financial, or emotional impact of seriously injuring or killing somebody while behind the wheel, their fault or not. I can't count how many times since then I could have been hit crossing an intersection by a driver more concerned about making their turn first rather than allowing me the right of way, regardless of the fact they're required to stop at the red light or stop sign before proceeding through the intersection. And it has nothing to do with this notion that walking places drivers in a position of risk of harm, having to face a higher insurance premium or worse, their privilege to drive. Shane Bocage, North Bay.